Okay, we're fine.
Okay. Are we fine? Are we?
No. Boy.
All right.
All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 204.
This is a podcast where two drunken aviators play retro games for your amusement. I am aviator number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am aviator number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be playing a game that features some aviation, a little Pilot Wings on the Super Nintendo, or rather the Nintendo Switch Super Nintendo app or whatever.
Right.
Because
we played Pilot Wings 64 once way back in like episode
five. I think it was episode five, which that's pretty much 200 episodes ago. So we're going to play the original now and see how that goes. But, before we get to that, obviously, Revelers, we're once again recording quarantine style here. So thanks for bearing with us through this, international crisis, this world crisis.
Because we are actually, you know, following the rules and staying at home and not storming Capitol buildings with
guns and
rifles
and protesting in large groups. So that's good.
I just
good.
Don't get the protests and like when they interview some people and they're like, I'm protesting the virus. Like, oh, that'll make it go away.
Good job. Just keep fighting.
Nobody thought of that.
How's it going this week though, Jurek?
It's going good, you know, just hanging out. Me and Abby had a bonfire last night, just the two of us.
Excellent.
You know, burning some wood, drinking some old fashions.
Nice. A classy bonfire.
Oh yeah. We do it right here.
Excellent.
Classy AF.
Sweet.
And then, you know, obviously, you know, this morning we played a little Dungeons and Dragons.
We did.
Over the internet on Zoom.
Yep. Very fun. Shout out to Johnny K, Brantleton, Stace.
Yeah.
Our fellow adventurers.
we fought a dragon. We almost died. John.
Our dungeon master
wanted us to die.
Yep, he very graciously let us get out of that battle for free, so that was pretty good. Cool.
Otherwise, yeah, that's all I got going, man.
Great.
How you doing?
I'm good. I actually worked a lot this week. We had our first ever. Every year in May we always do our annual gala. We actually call it the bash and not a gala, but our annual fundraiser. But obviously we can't, you know, do it at the theater, so we did it online, which was pretty cool. Which it was up to me to figure out how to work all the technology and how to live stream and how to not just live stream, but how to live stream from one device and also broadcast that to YouTube and to Facebook and like do all the different things. And I don't know. So I was hard at work all week figuring all that out. And, but I don't know. It was a smashing success. It was kind of cool.
Yep, you did a heck of a job, man.
Well, thank you. But yeah, so that's kind of all I've been doing this week is working on that. But, tell the Revelers, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have been playing a video game, and I will tell you the name of that game by describing it. I'll let you guess based on this poor description of it.
Okay. I can hardly wait.
See if you know it. I don't know if you've ever heard of this one.
Okay.
A bee from the future tells a kid to go save the world.
No! Jurek, you've been playing Earthbound?
I have been playing Earthbound.
Oh my.
Not my Super Nintendo classic.
Nice! And are you just loving every second of it?
I mean, it's pretty good. I finally was able to get into it. I've tried, as you know, multiple times before, and I've never made it out of Onet or whatever before.
The first time.
Because it just never did it for me, but I think largely after playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, I was in the mood for a more traditional, like, turn-based
RPG
role-playing game.
Yep.
And I figured
Earthbound.
I need to finally play Earthbound.
I have never been more happy in my entire life than this moment. So
I'm in Foreside right now.
Oh, nice. Are you? So let's see. Have you gone to the desert? Have you fought the?
I have, and I'm now way over leveled.
Oh! Did you find the caterpillars? The criminal caterpillar. Yep. Cool. Nice. So did you fight the moles yet?
I did. I just finished the moles and saved the Runaway Five again.
Oh, yep. I love the Runaway Five. Fucking phenomenal.
Even though there seems to be six of them when they perform on stage.
There is only five. I think there's five.
No, not when they there's always five when you talk to them in their dressing room, and then they go on stage and perform, and there's
singers
and four band members.
Interesting. I don't know if I've ever noticed
both
that.
Times they've performed. There's four band members in the back, and then two guys like dance around and on stage and call up to the microphones and
sing. Interesting. I'll have to play. I've been thinking it's time for another playthrough, so maybe
I am enjoying it, you know. It's quirky.
It's super quirky. So, like, you've been through, like, you found Paula in the Peaceful Rest Valley.
I did.
And saved her
trouble
from
with that Peaceful Rest Valley.
You had some trouble with it?
It's fucking hard, man.
It is fucking hard. I would say that is the hardest part of the game. Because, the trees, the territorial oaks, they explode when you kill them. And then if you're not careful, they'll kill you. You got to be really quick with the A button. As soon as the last dialogue box goes, your life will stop.
Same with those in the desert, those like smiling spheres.
Oh yeah, the spheres do that too. Yeah,
those guys suck. I do feel like I always felt like I was probably over leveled because that's just the way I play
RPGs,
role-playing games like that. But I still felt like almost any encounter I could lose.
Oh yeah.
Well, mostly when it was just me.
Yeah, when it's just you, it's hard. The beginning is much harder than the middle, and the end can be hard, but you're pretty overpowered by then. So
yeah.
Cool. I'm super excited for you. Oh my god, it's just amazing.
Yeah, luckily, it's not Paula in my game. It's Matt, Abby, Earl, and Nate.
Oh, nice.
I don't have Nate yet.
Oh, you don't have Nate yet. Oh yeah, you haven't got Pooh yet. You'll get him. No. You don't have Pooh yet?
No. I just have Ness, Paula, and Jeff.
You'll get him soon. You'll get him really soon. You get him in Summers, the next town. Have you been to Summers yet? Even once?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think you get him in Summers. Or like halfway through Summers, you go on a little side quest and Pooh comes back.
Gotcha. but yeah, I'm cool. Digging it. Sometimes I'm confused by by the combat. It's like I'll fight the same things over and over, and I don't know the mechanics of how does it decide who's attacking first? Sometimes I'll fight the same group over and over, and it's like, oh, Paula gets to attack first.
It has to
and
do...
And then instead, these goddamn mushrooms fucking mushroomize me.
Right. It has to do with your speed. Speed stat.
My speed doesn't change.
But it does when you level up. And so, if you like, whoever has the fastest speed will go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, sometimes even at the same level, I'll be fighting the same mob of enemies and the order will like change.
Will it? Interesting.
Sometimes I'll be able to like use an attack and wipe them out before they're able to do something to me, and sometimes not.
Interesting. I don't know. I'll have to pay attention next time I play. But I
mean, it's a fun game. Classic, you know.
Charming RPG. Charming AF, you might say.
Like. Yeah. I like some of the things. Yeah, calling your mom because you get homesick.
Because you get homesick. And like, I just love some of the enemies. Like in Tucson, you fight like the new age retro hippie. And I don't know. There's just such good goodness in that game. I love it so much. Oh my
god. I want I feel like I'm restricted by my inventory space sometimes.
Oh, God, you totally are. You use your sister, right? Tracy.
Yeah, but Escargo I feel Express. Like if I'm giving her stuff that I need, like, I don't want to be calling her to get my stuff back.
Well, you don't want to give her stuff that you need. I mean, really, like, what are you finding?
I just don't know which items I need or don't.
Oh, right. Like, I rarely...
They're useful.
I guess I keep some food around for to heal and stuff, but barely. Yeah. I don't know, because both Paula and Ness have good healing. And Pooh,
Paula have healing stuff?
No, like, actually, yeah. Ness and Pooh have healing.
Oh, okay. I don't have Pooh yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, yeah. Anyway, I'm super excited for you. I can't wait for you to finish your
journey. I'm enjoying it. So
excellent.
Hopefully, I'm going to hopefully be able to beat it by next week.
Great. I bet you will. The end battle with Gigas is the most amazing end battle you've ever had in a video game.
And I look forward to it.
You have to, you fight him, and then the way to beat him.
Spoil it.
Okay, I won't spoil. I mean, you got to have Paula. Paula has a command that you'll never use all game until the very end, and then you got to use it a bunch of times, and then you win the game. It's fucking sweet. cool. Well, excellent. Earthbound.
Yeah, I'm just playing a little Mother 2.
Great. Myself.
What are you playing, man?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I'm redesigning my whole island now. Or not my whole island, but I'm moving a lot of stuff around and kind of changing things. I don't know. It's time to change it up. I lived with what I had for about a month, and now it's time to change it up. So I'm having fun redesigning my island. But of course, I've also been playing Smash. I've been playing a lot of Donkey Kong this week, or as Donkey Kong.
Weird.
In Smash, I've been getting my ass kicked. He's so huge, and like I'm just like, what the fuck? Okay, all of a sudden I'm in this combo, and I literally cannot get out of it. It's like he's just so huge. He's combo bait, and I just can't figure out how to get good. Just today, I finally got my GSP over 1 million, and I was like, yes, that's a sweet win. To put that in perspective, my NES is at like 7 million. So, it's...
Got a ways to go.
I got a ways to go. But I also played quite a bit of Kirby's Dream Course this week on the Switch Online thing. Kirby's Dream Course is so much fucking fun. It's just like... I don't know. It's the most, it's very pleasant to play. It feels good to play it. I don't know. I really like Kirby's Dream Course. I'm not very good at it. I keep dying. Like it's not like real golf where you get as many times as you want to get it in. You know, you only have four shots or five maybe, but, I don't know. But Kirby's Dream Course is very fun. I highly recommend going back to that if you get the inkling.
Right.
So,
we played it on the podcast.
We did play it on the podcast. That's true. I don't remember when. Sometime in the past.
Sometime in the last 203 episodes.
Yes. But this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing... we playing? Pilot Wings. We're playing Pilot Wings on the Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We can certainly try that.
Well, let's do it. Oh, my God. Okay. Whew. That was close. I tried to play a sound effect. there it is. Now we're down the pipe for our three questions. I just didn't have the proper window open, and I pressed the button I wanted to press, and a thing popped up that said, "This is disallowed. You cannot do this." And it was because we're recording and using our recording program.
I thought you were trying to fuck with the recording.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, what we do here is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own, and I tried to come up with three questions that I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, you're ready. Okay, I can't see that.
I may not be on the screen, but
okay,
I'm ready.
Okay, so here we go. Pilot Wings Super Nintendo question number one. When this game began its life, what was its original title?
Are you thinking of Dragonfly?
Bing, bing, bing! You got your coins, Rick. You got your coins. That is correct. Dragonfly was the original title. In 1988, Nintendo released some images of a game called Dragonfly This was well before the launch of the Super Famicom, so it's believed that this was actually being developed for the Famicom, the regular NES. But upon actual release, the game was now called Pilot Wings, and the graphics and the game itself were much different than the images they showed of Dragonfly. So, yeah. I think Dragonfly became Pilot Wings, but wasn't necessarily being developed as Pilot Wings.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, one for one here, Drick. One right. for one. Question number two. In this game, you will get briefed for the helicopter missions by Big Al. He gives you an option to say no to doing the mission. But what happens if you do say no?
What happens if you say no? Game over.
Boom. That is incorrect there, Drick. Drick can't hear the sound effects, so yeah. I have to tell him.
But Earl when they makes go. Them along with it.
Yeah, yeah. That is what I've been doing.
well, it's the only way I need to know.
So what happens if you say no? Well, Big Al just keeps insulting you until you say yes. Oh. He just keeps saying things like...
He just berates you to say no.
He just keeps berating you. Yeah, like, oh, I forgot chickens can't fly and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. He goes on and on. I was kind of reaching for questions on this game. okay.
Right.
So you are 1-4-2 here, Drake. Here we go. Question number three. Pilot Wings for SNES was one of, but quite possibly the first game to use what now super common mission objective, especially for a flight simulation game. So like in a lot of games, you have to do this specific thing during missions. Pilot Wings was quite probably the first game to actually do this, which seems weird, but I believe it.
Like land your ship, your craft landing?
No, you had to land in Top Gun, if you'll remember, and it was quite difficult.
Oh, that was NES. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Think about flying games and like what you have to do a lot in the air as you're going along.
Oh, like turning?
No. Well, you have to do that, but the answer is fly through the rings. Yep, this game is one of the oldest games to use that mission objective and quite possibly might be the first game to have done it. And now that kind of thing is in tons of games. Like, you know, get through the rings, get through the gates or whatever. You
like
know?
But, Superman 64?
Superman 64. In fact, when I was researching this question, fly through the rings, Superman 64 was the first example they used. Although, but not as the first game to use it, just as a game that uses it, but.
I guess I got 1 out of 3.
Yeah, you got 1 out of 3. Not too shabby. Drake.
I mean, it's not great. But...
Well, no, but would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Pilot Wings for the Super Nintendo?
I sure do. Pilot Wings was released in 1990 in Japan and 1991 in North America. It was a launch title for the SNES.
It was. It was also a launch title for the N64 here in America and in Japan.
And in Japan, back with what I think N64 technically, or like right when it came out, only had Mario 64 and Pilot
Wings. And then I think Wave Race came out like a day or two later,
just a little bit later.
Yeah.
But it was developed and published by Nintendo. The director of the game is Tadashi Sugiyama.
Okay.
Also directed such giant hits as Zelda 2, Super Mario Kart, and F-Zero X.
Ooh, nice. F-Zero X, that's the N64 one.
64 one, yeah.
Nice.
And then he also worked on a number of, you know, as designer or like character designer on a whole bunch of... He's been involved in a ton of giant Nintendo games over the years.
Cool.
The producer of the game is Shigeru Miyamoto.
The main man himself. Sorry, I just played the hit it sound effect.
you blocked out my joke.
What was your joke?
I said Shigeru Miyamoto, but I'm not sure what else he's working
on. Right, right. His name wasn't clickable.
His name wasn't clickable. Never. Yeah, I don't need to list what he's worked on because he's
Mario, Zelda.
The composer of the music is Soyo Oka.
Soyo Oka. Okay. Do we know what Soyo Oka's done?
I do know that it's a woman.
Oh, it is. Okay, great.
I don't know what else she has worked on, though.
But
It had a thing later on the Wikipedia that referred to her as a she.
Nice.
And, I guess Koji Kondo actually did the sound programming for this game, and he did the helicopter theme.
Ah, okay. Okay, cool. Cool. Koji Kondo, the man himself. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, should we listen to some of, can you say that name one more time?
Soyo Oka.
Soyo Oka. Should we listen to some of Soyo Oka's jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. And we're back. Yeah, it's pretty good. It sounds very similar. At least one of the tracks we listened to sounds very similar to the Wii music, super similar, eerily similar. I mean, obviously it's a Nintendo, so they probably just were like, well, let's just use this. Let's modify this theme or something. But, and also some of it sounds very similar to Mario Kart. I don't know. Or at least the Super Nintendo Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's all just very, very soothing and just kind of relaxing, almost like lounge music or like elevator music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little jazzy at times.
It's flying music, you know, it's so you feel classy while you're flying around in the air.
That's what you listen to when you're flying around with a rocket belt and you're skydiving.
exactly. Cool.
So this is a, you know, like Pilot Wings, it's a flight game with there's a couple different modes you play through. There's the light plane, the hang glider, the skydiving, and the rocket belt, which is kind of like a jetpack, but it's a belt.
It's a belt, right.
And then there's a couple bonus stages involving, as Earl mentioned before, the attack helicopter.
Yeah, so one of my questions was going to be, but I actually couldn't figure it out, and I still haven't figured it out, but I couldn't even figure out how to make a question out of it.
Still can't figure out how to phrase it.
It's so silly that you play this game. You play this whole game, Pilot Wings, as like learning how to fly and getting your pilot license. And then all of a sudden, at the very end, there's this bonus, these bonus stages where your flight instructors have now been kidnapped by the Evil Syndicate, which is EVIL. And it's an acronym, but I could not figure out what it stands for. But yeah, like all of a sudden it just changes and now you're attacking and you can get hit and I don't know.
Otherwise it's there's not violence or anything in this game.
Well, there is only
until the end. Yeah, until the attack helicopter.
Right. Where Big Al gives you an option to not do it, but he doesn't.
But it's
like
not
it.
Really an option.
It's not really an option. No.
But yeah, this game, otherwise it also, it was kind of one of the first game, I think, maybe, to really utilize Mode 7. I mean, it was a launch game.
Yeah, I think it was. Like, And in fact, this game was like
really be possible without the mode 7.
From what I understand, like at the time, this game was super highly praised because it looked so good and it was like so revolutionary. Well, should we get to it right now and see what it's?
We should. Yeah.
I think before we do that, though, we better take a shot. What do you What do you think, there, Drake? Do you got one poured or?
Oh, I do.
Nice, nice. As do I. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. All right. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for Pilot Wings now. The hardest thing about recording remotely is saying cilantro in
cilantro. I know.
I'll tell you that much. Okay, here we go. Pilot Wings. I feel like mine's really loud, but it's actually quieter than we normally have it.
Maybe. Yeah, I have mine turned way down, but I can still kind of hear it through my headphones. I don't know. I think maybe it's just the pitch.
It is. It's kind of higher pitched. All right, let's do this. You playing first?
Right. Yeah, I'll play first.
Great.
All right.
Here we go.
Start.
Join the Flight Club.
The
first rule of Flight Club? Nobody talks about Flight Club.
Yeah. When I was reading the Wikipedia, I think I read that as Fight Club the first, like, three times as I read through it. It's just like, what? Why is there a Fight Club? And then I realized, oh, I'm just not reading that.
Right. It's a Flight Club. Isn't that weird? That's how we read, though. We actually only really read the first and last letter. Have you ever done that cool thing online where there's like a whole paragraph of words that have all the correct letters in them, but they're all messed up? But the first and last letter is the correct ones, and you can still read the whole thing just fine. It's really weird how our brains work. I like it a lot. That's fucking science. What are you going to choose? What are we doing here? Oh, my God.
I'm going to go light plane.
Light plane. Oh, my God.
We'll start off with the plane. All right.
Here we go.
A button.
Follow the green glide path. Oh, my God. You are so screwed. Speed down and speed up. Okay.
Left, right. Speed up, speed down. All right. That's all I need to know.
Oh, and they're inverted like a plane. Okay. That makes sense. The up and up.
That's
and
the
down.
Only time I can generally use inverted is when it's
flying. Because that's how flying works. That
for some reason just makes sense to me. But
yeah. What's happening here? Oh, start. Okay.
Start. Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, my God. It looks amazing. There's not a lot of detail.
No.
You're like flying tricks, flying over this desert right now. But okay, what is your goal here? You follow the green path?
I think so. I think it's basically just like landing.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like you're doing good. They turn red as you go through them. So,
like,
you're going too fast. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Drix, trying to land this plane. This looks so hard. I have no idea what's going on. Get it down there, Drix. Get it down there. Yes. Oh, you did it. Holy shit. You did it without crashing.
Landed.
Oh, my God. I'm
crashed. My plane is in one piece.
Color
ending,
me impressed, okay. Drix.
Landing was okay.
It was okay. It was just okay. You got 20 out of 50 points accuracy, 12 out of 20 time, 14 out of 20 angle, and 7 out of 10 beam. What does that mean?
I don't
beam.
Know what that means. There was on the menu where it like told me how to play. I could have hit B and it would have explained, I think, the scoring.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Because I didn't think it mattered.
You did really well on that, though. Oh, you need 67 points to qualify, so you only got 53.
Do it. Or does that mean
oh, no, it's 67 combined. Points combined. Can I try the skydiving?
Yeah. Let's continue. Okay, how?
You gotta switch control or whatever.
I know. I'm trying to remember how to do that.
I think you press Y or first you.
Oh, there we go. Here we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Swap in. All right, you should have control now.
I can't. Okay, I bet I do. I can't choose. I can't even go over to the plane because you already did it. Okay, maneuver
when
through
I realize,
the three
do you
rings.
See my pointer on your screen?
Yes, I do.
I can give you applause.
Oh my God, how do you do that?
Yeah, press the move the right stick around and then press it in.
Oh, I'm using the Super Nintendo, the Switch Super Nintendo controller. I don't have a right stick. Okay. Okay, here we go. Maneuver through the three rings, land inside of the yellow target area. I'm going to skydive. Let's do this.
Oh, you're not going to look at the maneuvers and the controls.
Oh,
huh?
My God. I thought they showed them to me.
You got
to
press A.
I didn't realize you went into a special thing. Oh, my God.
I did.
God. What's happening here?
Well, we could
am I supposed to fall? Or
fall to his death here.
No. It does it by itself. Okay, I see.
I mean, I think mostly it's directional stuff. I'm
oh my God, it is super touchy. Okay, okay. Oh, no.
it's hard to tell what you're even doing. You're way off course.
I don't even know how to deploy my fucking chute. What?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Will the chute just deploy automatically, or are we about to see this guy just like...
Oh, he's fucked. We got about 1,000 feet to go. Here we go. Push A to open. Okay.
Okay, it tells you.
We're opened up, but rate of descent is too great. We're fucked. Oh, my God.
You're correcting. You're course correcting.
I'm course correcting. Here we go. Here we go. I can land on this target. I can see the target. I can do this.
It's starting to come into view. You got this. I believe in you, man. I believe in you.
Right.
I don't believe in you. I'm losing faith.
Nope. I got this.
Oh, you got this. Rated such a great.
Oh, landed.
All of your legs, I think.
Oh, I've broken all of my limbs. Look, he's just like squirming on the ground. Accuracy was 70 out of 70, though.
Oh, yeah. You hit the bullseye, but I everything
got
else.
Zero rings and zero speed.
Terrible.
But I got 70 points, so I think we actually passed what we needed to pass.
Now you're using good judgment, he says. Really? My legs are shattered to pieces.
All right. We did it. 123 points. Congratulations. You are now certified. We're certified. I'm a certified skydiver, even though I just broke all of my limbs.
Even though, yeah, you'll never walk again, but you can skydive.
What is this? This document certifies that you have earned an international A-class license to fly your license to fly. Oh, your license number is your password. Oh, okay. Cool.
All right, cool.
Lesson two. Oops. Nope.
I think I have to do it.
I can't even go into the menu. Okay. Right. There we go. Your turn. Shirley. Shirley's kind of a babe. She's got eyes that are striking.
Her eyes are striking.
They're strikingly blue. I like them. How do you think you get a date with Shirley?
I think you have to be a virtual human.
Ah, okay. Well, maybe she could come to my Animal Crossing island. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Maybe. Complete three objectives. Score 220 or more to pass.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, 220 or more. But now you got the rocket belt we can try. Let's fucking do it. You try the rocket belt, and then I'll do the plane one, and you do the skydiving one.
All right. Remember, so now I'm pressing A.
To look at the controls. Great.
Jets forward, jets reverse, left, right.
Slow jets.
Slow jets. Oh, my God. Shift view.
Oh, my God. Okay, you got this. You can do this. This is fucking, this is how it's done, Drake. Shirley is not going to let you down. Shirley is my favorite Pilot Wings character so far. I love Shirley.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
You got to get through that ring. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I bet if you get through it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Ring pass. 2 points lost because you touched the ground. There's a ring. No, you already got that ring. Oh, they're over there. Yeah,
okay, here we go.
I see. Okay. This is not. For some reason, I remember this game being really obtuse and hard to figure out, but maybe because I wasn't reading the instructions or something. I don't know.
That could be. That definitely could be. All right. I passed all the rings.
All right. And now you got to land on the target over there. Is that what you're supposed to do?
I think so. I assume I just need to land over here.
Yeah. Slow it down now. You don't want to crush your legs like I did. Oh. Watch altitude. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Drake he keeps skimming over the very bottom. You're going too fast. Oh, my God. Oh, you did it. Great landing right in the middle.
Great landing.
Nicely done.
Points on time.
Nope, you got four points. You know why? Because I think that is...
2 points because I touched the ground. Otherwise, I would have gotten perfect, I think.
I think because you actually landed in the wrong spot. That was the skydiving platform. And apparently that gives you bonuses, like full points on everything, if you land in like the wrong spots.
Where was I supposed to land?
I don't know. Maybe that was the right spot. I really don't know. But that feels like where I landed for the skydiving.
Yeah, but I think it was the same for this.
Okay. But I did read about a thing where if you land on the other platforms, basically you get, you automatically win it because you get all, you get full points on everything, which is all what right, you got. Well, so I'm wondering if you landed in the wrong spot. I don't
maybe
know.
I'll take it.
Okay. Now,
so really, you just need to get us another 24 points.
I do, but I can't control
it. I gave control to you.
Oh, you did.
You should have control.
I can. Okay. Here we go. Continue. Let's do this. Okay. I'm going to do the light plane. Now I need to look at the instructions, which I do A.
Press A.
Okay, nose down, nose up, left, right. Speed up, speed down. Okay. Speed down, speed up. Okay. There we go. All right, let's do this. I'm not going to look at the scoring. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. We'll just leave that to be a mystery.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Oh, my rings. Oh, wait.
Yeah, yours was ever? Yours was different. Oh.
Yeah.
No! I keep forgetting.
I'm pressing down,
but oh my God.
Hold down harder.
I'm holding down as hard as I can. I crashed.
Oh, you.
All right. I got to try that one more time. That was a fucking disaster.
That was terrible. A landing failure is what that was.
I got 10 points. 10 though. Points. I got one ring there. One ring. All right. Here we go. Let's try this one more time. Right,
just retry that.
Oh, I don't know if... here we go. Retry.
Yeah, you can just retry.
Flight area 2. Here we go.
Yeah.
I feel like I wasn't... Okay, so up goes down and down goes up. I have to, and A yes. makes it go faster. How much were you pressing A and B?
Almost not at all. Almost until I got to the runway. I think maybe that would have helped me a bit.
Okay.
Oh, I think you retrying start is all from the beginning.
Oh, no.
All of my... by hard-earned points.
I'm sorry. All right, well, we'll figure that out.
Don't fuck this up now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so yeah, speed up, maybe, or yeah, you're doing much better
so far.
Here we go. I think I was maybe sometimes losing altitude because I wasn't speeding up.
Oh.
Maybe if you speed up, you get up there higher.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
All right, now.
Okay, land
now. That runway.
Oh, my God. Oh my God! Is this the runway I want?
Yes.
Slow it down, Earl.
Start slowing down.
Oh my God!
Pull up a bit. Pull up.
I crashed. I saw. This is what I remember being up to, so I couldn't figure this out. I guess I
don't know. Mine maybe was easier.
I don't know. You really did it. You did it well. I got 30 points though. I went through all three rings, so that's good. All right. Should I retry again or? I mean,
let's see if we can do it with continuing.
Continue.
Unless you want me to try the light plane.
No, I want you to try the skydiving, unless you want to do the rocket belt again. But
I'll try skydiving.
And skydiving now is probably going to be different, too. So, Jerick, did you say you had a discussion question for us?
I do, but I'll need to do that while you're
playing. While I'm playing. Okay, gotcha.
I've got some poorly described... film plots.
Film plots. Great. I'm excited. I am excited to...
All right. So lean forward, lean back, open parachute, left, right. Huh.
Okay. Lean forward. Yeah. Lean forward. Lean back / flare. I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah.
Although I did land right on target, so...
Yeah. You got that part at least.
Okay. I do like this. They take you up on this ladder. You're hanging from a ladder from a helicopter, supposedly, or something, you know? It's pretty cool. Yeah, and then you just drop. Helicopter. You're going to drop at 3801, 3,801 feet. Here we go. Oh, and there's a ring. Oh, nice, Drick. Holy shit. You're like the fucking skydiving master. Although you missed that ring.
You missed that one.
That's okay. You missed that one, too. That's okay. Yep, missed that one. Okay, good.
Well, it's really hard to,
Yeah, it's hard to maneuver yourself in the air.
Which way to go.
Push A to open. Oh, my God. I think you want to press A as soon as, oh, my God, you're going to fucking, you landed.
I don't know, I landed.
You did land, and you were almost on the,
maybe I'm
in 70. Accuracy, 70. Yeah. Okay.
All right, well. 73 points.
Well done.
You did well.
You did well. Thank you, Shirley.
Missed all the rings, but...
Shirley with the striking eyes. Revelers, look up a picture of Shirley from Pilot Wings for Super Nintendo, and you'll see how striking her eyes are. They're striking.
Discord, you might not be certified.
Whatever. Just continue. Can I try
try the rocket belt.
Great. I need control here, though.
Oh, right.
Thank you, sir. Sure.
All right, there you go.
Okay, here we go. Rocket belt.
Control.
Let's do this. Fly through the three rings, land on target. Lose points for landing early. Okay, how do I do this now? Fast jets, slow jets, left, right.
Don't even touch L and R. That's what I did and made me like touch the ground because it changes your view to some weird overhead view.
Gotcha.
I thought it was going to rotate the camera.
No, there's... No. How do you take off? I don't...
Hold A.
Oh.
A does your, like, fast jets.
Okay, here we go.
You just, kind of hold that.
Through the ring. Do I have fuel? Do I need to be worried about fuel here?
You do have fuel.
Okay.
The gauge over right on the top right.
I see it. Okay. Can you get more fuel? Is that a...
I don't think so, but I ended with well over, like, half fuel still, so...
Didn't I not just get that ring?
I thought you did, but clearly you did not.
There we go. Ring pass. Where's the other one? Now,
over to the right.
To the right?
Other way. I don't know how you didn't see it before.
I missed down. It. Oh, I see. Okay.
There. I thought you saw that. You started all of a sudden going the wrong way.
Nope. Here we go. Oh, come on. That was through.
Yeah, you must not have gone.
It's like I'm coming in from the side or something. Yeah. It doesn't like that.
Like this should have been the...
Okay, ring pass. Ring pass. Land now.
All right, go land where I landed, because that seemed to do good.
That did seem to do good. All right,
here I wonder if you're supposed to land on that moving target that's going back and forth or something.
Oh, maybe. I'm going to land here, though.
I don't know. And then remember, B does kind of a slow...
Oh.
That's how I kind of was able to get a little more accurate.
Oh, I didn't get still, you right got on the accuracy, but pretty close. Oh, 60 out of 70 accuracy, but I got 90 points.
And everything else is perfect.
Fantastic. I won't judge by appearance. Oh, look at those striking eyes. They're wide open now. God, I'm in love with Shirley. Shirley from Pilot Wings is my new favorite video game character. I'm going to dress as her for Halloween. what happened here? Okay, we got... Oh, we needed 27 more points. That's because I started us over. If we had your original rocket belt score, we would have, I think we would have done that.
Maybe we need more light plane points.
Well, if some asshole went to fucking crash the plane twice.
All right, let me try. I'll try the light
plane. You try the light plane. We can do this. We can do this. This is actually really fun. I'm enjoying Pilot Wings a lot right now. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. All right, complete three objectives, score 220 or more to pass.
Okay.
All right, light plane.
Here we go. Fly through three rings. What did it say? Land on either runway? Is that what it said?
Like, oh, did it? I don't know.
I think so, but I'm not positive. Oh, my God. It's like, you really gotta, like, it's hard to correct once you make a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, or pushing a button really correct, it overcorrects you a lot. Oh, my God. I feel like you're too high, but I don't... Oh, boy. Coming in hot. Rate of descent too great. Slow it down now, boss. Slow it down now, boss. Crash.
Oh. that is really hard.
Failure. Yeah.
I don't know how I did it so perfectly and easily the first time.
I know. I think we're trying to land... I think we need to use more of the runway. I think we're trying to land too early on the runway.
I'm coming in.
You're coming in hot. Yeah.
All right, hang on. I'm going to try that one more time.
Yeah, try it one more time, because
I know what I did wrong.
We're not going to reset our points, you know, because we only have these points. Yeah.
Oops.
I got the hiccups tonight. Oh, my gosh. All right,
here we go. I got this.
All right, here we go. Fucking Pilot Wings. Boom. This is fun. I kind of want to play Pilot Wings 64 now. I might play that tonight after we're done recording. Actually, I'm not going to play it tonight after we're done recording. I've got a lot of work to do on my island tonight. So. Revelers, if you got Animal Crossing out there, I would love to come see your island, and I would love to have you over to my island. So let's fucking do that. Greg out there, I know you've got it. I see you haven't been playing too much, Greg, but I would definitely play with you.
Shit, I still crashed.
You did. I don't know. It's like we're.
It's hard.
It is hard. Can I try? Can I try yeah. one time here. I'm going to retry. If we keep retrying this, we won't lose points on the other ones.
Right.
Okay. Here we go. It seems very hard, but don't give up. Thanks, Shirley. God, she's so nice. Do you think ShirleyPilotWings@gmail.com? That's, I'll just shoot her an email and get a quick date, or you think that's how it works, or
I do think that. Okay. Don't call me Shirley.
And don't call me Shirley. Classic. Here we go. Light plane. Okay, okay.
All right, while you're doing this, I'm gonna give you a poorly explained plot film.
Okay.
Film plot.
Okay.
All over the place.
I am ready. A right. poorly explained plot film.
Yeah. Poorly explained film plot. These come from the subreddit, Explain a Film Plot Badly.
Okay.
Boy goes on a trip to meet his family and leaves once he ensures two of his relatives are going to have sex.
Oh, God. Nope. I tried. Speed up! Speed up!
Yeah, it's hard once you start going down too much.
I tried to slow down way too much.
I feel
early.
Like you have to leave your nose pointing up or something while slowing down.
Okay, I wasn't paying strict attention to that question. Can you say that again?
Boy goes on a trip to meet his family and leaves once he ensures two of his relatives are going to have sex.
What? Once he ensures two of his relatives are going to have sex, he goes on a trip to see his family. Is there any other hints you can give me? Let's see. So I know this movie for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Boy goes on a trip.
Not so much a trip to a place.
Is it a trip to a time?
Maybe.
Back to the Future. Okay. I thought it had to do with time travel, but I for some reason didn't immediately go to Back to the Future.
Yeah,
seems what? A little weird, but
yeah, that does seem weird.
Cool. Do you want to play Pilot Wings or
let me try this one?
We
more
got
time.
This. I know we can do this. Here's what I feel the Switch, Super Nintendo, and NES apps are severely lacking. Are the manuals. Like, they should just have fucking images of the manuals available to look at, because, like, I was dying for one for Kirby's Dream Course the other day. I was like, I know if I just could look at the manual for a second, I would have better control over this game. But they're not on there, and I think they're not on there, and nobody's making a stink about it, because the kids these days don't even know that manuals are a thing. Or
they don't know what manuals are.
Yeah, you know, like manuals don't come with video games anymore because they just teach you everything in game, but they didn't used to do that.
And
we need that. Okay, here we go. Jurek's laying in the plane. He's got this. I know he's got this. You got about 100 feet left to go, Jurek, here. 107. Oh, leveling off. Okay. Are you slowing it down now, boss? Or
A little bit.
Oh, my God. This is it. That was the perfect landing.
Nailed it.
That was the perfect fucking landing. Break! It's telling you, you gotta break.
I know. And then I almost panicked and
landing,
hit
okay.
Accelerate instead of break.
Landing, just
landing, okay.
Oh, time, it took you too long.
0 out of 20, like.
Okay, but 62 points is far better than the 30 we got last time. So
right, I think time we were only missing out on 22 points or something.
Right.
So.
Can I try the skydiving one this time? Yeah. I guarantee I can do it.
All right.
I actually do not guarantee it, but I think I can.
All right, here you go. Skydiving. Right,
here we go. Skydiving. Let's do this. I got to look at the controls because I didn't last time. Open parachute is
like
a
move forward. Just right. Do it very.
Yeah, you got to do it super. Like, it's super touchy. Okay, here we go.
It's really hard to get these rings, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you can't over, as soon as you overcompensate, you can't correct yourself after that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of just going back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, but, my God. We're going so high. Yeah. We're going up to 3801. Here we go. Woo. I'm just going to not move. Yeah, actually,
I feel like this first one, you're just going to fall right through.
Yeah.
Naturally. Yep. Right through the middle.
Where's the next one? Okay.
Oh, I think you're still going to fall through it just fine.
I haven't.
Oh. Apparently you just don't press anything. Oh, I think you're going to have to go move slightly here. Yep. Okay.
Too much.
Now back. No.
Oh, almost.
Okay. Pull your parachute soon. Yeah, boom. All right. All you got to do is land, man. You nailed every ring.
No, I missed one, but...
I think you got them all.
No, I think I missed the very last one.
No, it said ring pass.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm rate of descent too great.
I don't understand how to change that.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know how to slow down. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to. Oh, great landing. I got a great landing.
Right. Not right in the middle, but
70 points.
Still, 70 points.
You did well. Thank you, Shirley. Thank you. I love you. I've got a serious crush on Shirley from Pilot Wings.
I can tell.
All right, we did it. I think now if you nail the rocket belt.
I think so.
And the rocket belt seems to be the easiest one to control. Like that one is pretty straightforward. I don't know. Maybe it's just we have more rocket pack experience in video games than.
Maybe. That could be it. I have flown many a rocket packs in my day.
You know what we haven't played on this podcast yet, Jurek? Is the Rocketeer for the NES.
I didn't even know there was a Rocketeer game.
I have an attachment to that game because my neighbor had it growing up, so we played it a lot. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen that movie in a really long time.
I think it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, it is a Disney movie,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Should watch that.
Man, you fucking nailed the rings, Drake. You nailed them.
Now I just got to go land.
Now you just got to go land. And you got fuel for fucking days.
Damn right. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it here in the fucking rocket belt world. Here we go. Are you going to try and land on the moving one?
No. I don't know what's happening.
Just land.
I think I'm pressing.
Great landing.
At 70. So.
Great landing. Nicely done. Jurek, you got right, full points. 100 points. I never expected you to do so well. Surely her striking eyes were going crazy. They were like snake eyes. They were like closed. She like blinked from the sides. They were like straight up and down. It's weird. We did it. Oh my God. Drake, look at us just passing levels on the podcast.
Now we don't have Shirley to look at anymore.
I know. Also, we're probably getting pretty close to time here. I mean,
we should at least try the hang glider, I think, Ben. That should be in this next area.
In this next one? Okay. Complete three objectives. Oh, yeah. Hang glider, runway, target. Okay.
Great. Hang glider, goal, target, runway. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Now we have the light plane, the rocket belt, and the hang glider. We can't.
I'll give you control.
Okay.
You do the hang glider. Maybe just do the hang glider, and then I'll retry so I can try the hang glider, too.
Okay.
And then we can just be done.
Ride thermal current to altitude of 500 feet, then land on target. Okay? Flare quick turn is A, left, right, nose up, nose down. Okay. Let's try this. I have no idea what any of that
yeah. means. No clue. Oh. You start being, like, dragged behind an airplane.
You do, and... I can't ride it to ride the air current.
Right, yeah, ride the air current.
Oh.
I think you just weren't there yet or something. There's the air current. Why is it not bringing you up, though?
Yes. Yes. I'm literally the fucking best hang glider of all time. Landed out of area. Landed,
but you're supposed to land.
I had no idea what I was doing.
Rules ignored.
Yeah. Rules ignored. 0 points. Okay. Don't forget to ascend to 500 feet. I know, but I couldn't figure out how to ascend. I couldn't get myself up.
Let me try this.
Yeah, you try it. I don't know. Did you give me one more movie or no?
No, I didn't, but I will.
Give me one more movie before you try this here.
Rich kid leaves home to abuse. Oh, wait. Rich kid leaves home due to abusive uncle and gets adopted by nihilistic gay couple.
By nihilistic gay couple. Rich kid leaves home.
Not so much rich. We'll say prince leaves home due to abusive uncle and gets adopted by nihilistic gay couple.
Prince leaves home. I feel like it's a Disney movie.
You are on the right track.
Okay. And that movie is, gets adopted by nihilistic gay couple. I don't know what that means. It means kid leaves home. He's a prince. Aladdin, but no. The Lion King.
Good job.
Yeah. Revelers, I don't know if you've been watching The Masked Singer out there, but
I fell in the water.
You sure did. You just did.
That guy is dead for sure.
On The Masked Singer, I thought the most latest reveal that they were going to do, it seemed like all the clues were pointing to Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but it was not.
That it was somebody I've never heard of.
Me too. But while me and Stacey were watching it, Stace was like, she was like, I hope it's JTT so I can ask him where he's been. We haven't seen him in 20 years, you know?
last I saw, he was on a couple episodes of Tim Allen's other show, Last Man Standing.
Oh, was he really? Okay.
He played a kid and that. He played like
a in kid. That, in he's, that, an, well, he's a fully grown
not a kid.
Man.
Not a like kid. He's are. A full grown adult. Yeah. But in that show, instead of having three boys like he did in Home Improvement, Tim Allen or whatever, he has three girls. And Jonathan Taylor Thomas, in a few episodes, played one of the girls' bosses. And I think maybe they dated for a while. But when they first met, Tim Allen and Jonathan Taylor Thomas's characters, Tim Allen was like, "You look really familiar. I feel like I know you from somewhere."
Nice. Love it.
They have a lot of Home Improvement jokes in that show, though. Like, the guy that played Al in Home Improvement was on an episode, and he meets him. He's like, "Well, you have three girls? I could have sworn you had three boys."
Nice. Cool. Well, I think we're done with Pilot Wings. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we apparently cannot hang glide.
We cannot hang glide for shit. Maybe with a
we
little
got the
more
hang of everything else, kind of.
But we just can't get the hang of the hang glider. Very unfortunate. But
I don't understand it.
Let's see. I think it's time to move on. We better pour some shots here for
some final shots.
I know. Final shots for final thoughts. Hang on. There we go. Now we can officially
move on. We're
down the pipe. So, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Okay. Pilot Wings here. Jurek, how many of Shirley's striking eyes out of 10 do you give Pilot Wings for the Super Nintendo?
And
her eyes are striking.
They are striking. I'm gonna go with this is a tough one.
It is.
Because it's fun, but at the same time, I feel like there's not a lot there.
Yeah, there's not, but I don't know.
As far as deepness of the game and stuff.
I don't know. In the half hour we've been playing it, I've been having a very fun time. I will say,
but
I don't know how much fun I would be having with it 4 hours from now.
Once you really, figure everything out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a 7.
A 7?
That's solid.
That is pretty solid. I think I'm going to agree wholeheartedly with you on this one and also give it a 7. It's certainly not the worst game ever. It's playable. I actually really like the music. The controls are a little obtuse, I guess. Like, they work, but you have to know it. Like,
I feel like I remember this with Pilot Wings 64 as well, that a lot of the things are just, it's very sensitive. Do not
overcorrect.
Overdo it.
Yeah.
You have to, it's all about gentle, subtle movement.
It is. And as soon as you overcorrect, you're screwed because there's,
you
overcorrect and then you try and overcorrect to get back to where you were, but then you're just fucked.
Flying past.
Yeah. So, I don't know. A very good game.
Once you get off course, you're done for.
I really, really enjoy this. I think that Pilot Wings 64 is a better game, but, you know, that's just
because
there's more detail and there's more, like, you skydive, you know, and you're falling through the rings, but it's just a green ground, you know, like there's the grass, but there's no detail to it or anything. And I get it. It's Super Nintendo. Like, they couldn't process all that at the time, blah, blah, blah.
They put everything into the kind of the movements of the characters, and that the plane and even your body while skydiving seems three-dimensional because you can sense the depth and stuff, and that's where the Mode 7 and everything came into play. But they couldn't, I think everything on the ground had to be just flat.
Right.
Basically just images painted on the ground, and everything else is nondescript and just non-existent, really. Whereas then in Pilotwings 64, it was kind of doing the same stuff, but they were building.
Yeah, a little more detail. I mean, it was still Nintendo 64 detail, so it wasn't like, you know.
Right.
Like, it was just cool to see a building, you know, whether that was just a box that was gray with some windows on it. You know, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's still more detail than this version has, so. Yeah, I don't know. What did other people think of Pilotwings, Drake? Do you have some?
So I couldn't find any good Amazon reviews.
Okay.
But as far as, yeah, like professional, you know, reviewers and stuff, they all seem to greatly praise it. There's a lot of, you know, 90%, 8 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10. It says, yeah, Pilotwings was positively received during both its initial release and in retrospective reviews. The game drew praise for its presentation, with publications describing the game's use of Mode 7 graphics as stunning and jaw-dropping.
I mean, at the time, this was crazy. Like, this came out in, what, 1990? Like, in 1990, yeah. Nobody had ever seen anything like this before. It was like, holy shit.
This was definitely revolutionary for the time. And I mean, now, like, looking back, it's only stunning if you grew up with games. Like, I can still
appreciate that
by looking back on what else was around
right
way back then and say, wow, yeah.
Yeah, I think a kid nowadays, like, let's say a 15-year-old kid played this, they'd be like, what the fuck am I, what is this? This is the most primitive thing I've ever seen. But, like, this was fucking revolutionary. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Like, nobody had
this
ever
was,
seen shit
as
like
this next sentence, yeah. Pilotwings was generally seen as a showpiece title for the Super NES, demonstrating its Mode 7 features, built-in sprite scaling, and high-end sound chip in a conspicuous manner.
Yeah, and it was all very well put together. I don't know. I mean, it's a Nintendo game. You know, Nintendo, they've never really fucked around with their own games. You know, they make good games. Pretty much all of them are good.
Nintendo Power in 2006... listed Pilotwings as the 153rd best game on a Nintendo console.
Who listed that?
Nintendo Power.
Oh, Nintendo Power. Okay.
So that's all Nintendo consoles as of 2006.
Okay, so that includes the Wii, I think. That would be up to and including the Wii. I think that's also DS, but not 3DS. I guess I don't really know.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah,
that would be close.
It would be close.
IGN said it's the 20th best game on the Super NES.
I mean, I believe that.
100 games all time.
This game is very cool. I remember a buddy of mine had this as a young lad, and I remember playing it at his house and having fun with it. You know, like, I thinking it was really cool. I remember thinking like it was so cool, like, to be like to skydive. You know, like, how could you do that from your own home? What? I don't know, stuff like
I
that
never played,
cool.
Did you ever play the
3DS one?
No. Is that Pilotwings Resort was on 3DS?
From what I couldn't discern if it was on 3DS or Wii U, but I think it was
it's 3DS.
I think it was 3DS. Yeah, it is. And no, I never played that one. I have played on its stage in Smash Ultimate. But I have not actually played that game. No. So, but that was a rare case where. So there was Pilotwings, and then Pilotwings 64, like actually 6 years later. And then something like 15 to 20 years later, this other sequel came out. You know, like, well, probably like 15 years, I guess. Like, I don't know when it came out. Maybe 2010 or something.
So Pilotwings 64 was 96, and then as well as a spin-off of 2011.
2011, yeah, yeah. So that was, yeah, 15 years later. Yeah, I mean,
15 years.
Yep. And that's crazy. I would buy a Pilot Wing Switch in a heartbeat. You know, like that shit.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the games that I feel like just kind of they it was a launch title for SNES and
64.
Then clearly they wanted it to be a thing, and then they just kind of let it disappear for a long time.
I'm also
trying to bring it back. And
there's a Pilot Wing stage in Smash Brothers. But why isn't Shirley a Smash Brothers character, or at least
no one would know who the hell she is?
Yeah, I know, but okay, maybe not Shirley, but actually some of the Pilot Wing 64 characters, especially Lark, is a pretty memorable character.
They were more memorable.
Like, why isn't one of those characters in Smash? Like, it seems like a Nintendo franchise that should be there, but and there's a stage, but no character. So
yeah,
I don't know. Actually, there might be two stages now that I think about that, but I'm not positive. I don't know. Anyway, I think, Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Pilot Wings for the Super Nintendo, could they do that?
They sure can. They can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. We would love discussion questions, y'all. Or just to say hi. Just let us know you're safe in this crazy pandemic. You know, I don't know. I know we're all used to pandemic life. Like, that's just how we live now. Yeah, but... But I still, you know, we'd still like to know that you're doing well and you're safe, you know? So, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We'd appreciate it. Or Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, whatever it is.
We say this every fucking time. I think that's about it, though.
Indeed.
You want to take us out, Trey?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, aviators.
Game on, aviators. It doesn't matter.
None of this matters.
None of this matters.
I was gonna, you know, bring you a casserole for your loss, but I didn't.